Hi, and a very good Wednesday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Not a bad day out there, really. The humidity started to come up a little bit. That trend will continue as we roll on into this afternoon. And something else that we'll have to deal with, some rain. Now, I say deal with, that's kind of has negative connotations to it. We could actually use the rain, believe it or not, after what was a wet stretch of weather that we had from basically the middle of May all the way through the end of June and into July, where we had a fair amount of rain as well. In fact, during that stretch, we ended up with nearly 10 inches above average rainfall-wise just in that time. So certainly the reservoirs and the wells are doing well, but the grass is getting a little parched. So are some of my flowers. So I definitely could use a little bit of rain out there. We have some in the forecast, too. This has really been quite a week, if you think about it. Starting off in the morning, on Monday, we had dew point temperatures into the 40s and basically through the day on Monday, which is almost unheard of for early August. And as we headed on into the day yesterday, dew points were making their way up into the low 50s, still very comfortable. And into the day today, though, we're going to see our dew point temperatures rising up into the 60s. They will, in essence, be the fuel for some rain that will come back at us once we get some energy in place that will start as we head into the night tonight. Better opportunity tomorrow afternoon and then again on Friday before things clear out for the weekend. So I'll get into some of the details on that here in just a couple minutes. It's been interesting over the last couple of months, too, as far as just kind of the way things have gone weather-wise. Sometimes patterns stick around and they just don't want to move. If you have friends in Texas, of course, my first TV job was in South Texas, and this time of year can be brutal down there, and it is. I mean, they have a big ridge of high pressure that's sitting right on top of them down there, and the weather doesn't change much. Temperatures are in the upper 90s with dew point temperatures in the low 70s, so you're talking about heat indices day in and day out of 110 degrees. That hasn't changed, and our weather, for the most part, hasn't changed a whole lot. We're kind of stuck in these patterns from time to time and into this trophy pattern that I talked about yesterday, but just kind of looking at some of the streaks that we've managed here, it might be difficult to convey on the radio, but I'll do my best. As we headed through the first couple of weeks of June, we had a lot of days below average. 17 of 18 days were below average from the 3rd to the 20th of June, temperature-wise, that is. And then as we headed into the latter part of June, we flipped a switch. We went from below average all the way to above average in just a day, and it stayed that way through the third week of July. So we're talking about 33 straight days. July was a really warm month. We ended up, if you take into account the first 3 weeks, it was the third warmest July on record, and then the last week is when it cooled off. And that's where we kind of found ourselves right now. In the last 2 weeks, we've been either at or below normal temperature-wise, and we're pretty much going to stay that way as we head through the next several days. Temperatures are not going to be cool, but they're also not going to be very warm. If you're a fan of 90s and humidity, that is not going to be showing up anytime soon. We may be done with 90s for 2013. All evidence, at least through the middle of the month, does not even come close to bringing us 90-degree temperatures. We'll see if maybe we can flip a switch again before or right around Labor Day. We'll see how that all shakes out. But again, it's been an interesting summer. As we headed into this week, we're seeing quite the transition, as I mentioned, with the temperatures, dew point temperatures, that is, starting off in the 40s on Monday, 50s yesterday, 60s today. We're going to stay rather humid as we head through the first part of the weekend. So here's how the things are going to set up as we roll on through this afternoon. We're going to continue to see mostly cloudy skies. There'll be some breaks of sun out there, some bright spots, and also some decent sun from time to time. But by and large, we'll just characterize it as mostly cloudy across the WAMC listening area. Temperatures will make their way up, and they'll range from the low 70s to the low 80s as you look all across New York State and into western New England. Now, as we head into the night tonight, as a little bit of warm air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere approaches, that will help to touch off a couple of scattered showers around. Some of those may be briefly heavy, and with those, you might hear a rumble of thunder. Now, not everybody is going to see this. So if you do want rain and you wake up in the morning and it's dry, don't panic, because as we head into the second half of the day, that is when a better opportunity comes, as a cold front just sort of lumbers its way through here later through the day tomorrow. Out ahead of this will be some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms as well. The thermodynamics, that is the heating of the day, not going to help us out much tomorrow because the clouds are going to be in place. Should we get some pockets of decent heating, then we would get a little bit more in terms of some robust thunderstorms. But with mostly cloudy skies and the way that the dynamics are setting up with this, not looking to have that happen, although we will have some bouts of some heavier rain from time to time. That is during the day tomorrow. Now, as the front clears the area, again, albeit slowly, it'll be close enough to us as it's continuing to push east and south that it will have a little area of low pressure that will ride along it. That will be close enough to bring us back into some clouds and into some rain and some showers as we head through the day here on your Friday. But fortunately, that front's not going to stall. It's going to keep moving. It'll take that low with it, and then some drier air will advect in behind all of that, and that's just in time for the weekend. We'll start off perhaps with some clouds early Saturday, clearing skies through the day. Temperatures on Saturday, after starting off in the 60s, will top out in the low 80s. And then as we head into the day on Sunday, it'll be a little cooler, but still awfully nice, mid and upper 70s for highs. A little cooler as per usual in the Adirondacks and Greens, but with lots of sunshine to go along with all of that. So again, staying status quo temperature-wise, at or below normal, just below, but still below, and some much-needed rain coming in between now and the weekend. So it's about as well as you can draw it up. That's the weather here for now. Hope you have a great afternoon. I'll update your forecast again tomorrow morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.